Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Benny Willis will go down in American history having conducted one of the worst attacks on the American Constitution.
Rudy Giuliani was one of three key election lawyers for former President Donald Trump who surrendered Wednesday at the Fulton County Jail over charges tied to their attempts to assist Trump to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani is charged with 13 crimes and called the indictment a travesty. Lawyer Sidney Powell faces 7 state charges and Jenna Ellis faces 2. Meanwhile, requests by former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and ex-Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark to extend the deadline to turn themselves in were denied by the judge, who said 2 weeks was ample time. Trump is expected to turn himself in today. Several Republican presidential hopefuls took to the stage Wednesday for their first debate in Milwaukee. Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene rejected them all to support former President Donald Trump.
I was surprised that I didn't know who the governor of North Dakota and some other people were. They really don't have a chance because America knows what we had 4 years with President Trump.
Trump opted not to participate in the debate, but sat down with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson for a pre-taped interview on X, the platform formerly called Twitter. Trump is averaging more than 50% support in national polls. Polling indicates Trump and President Biden are likely to be locked in a tight contest in a 2024 rematch. Leaders of the Democratic National Committee, as well as Biden-Harris campaign officials, spoke hours before the GOP debate. The committee's Jamie Harrison called every candidate who took to the debate stage extreme with radical positions.
This group is as extreme as it gets. A bag full of MAGA apples, and they are all rotten. They are wildly out of step with the American people.
The Republican National Committee released a video Wednesday promoting early voting and mail-in voting, a complete flip-flop from the last presidential election cycle when the party repeatedly attacked the voting practices. Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel came out in favor at the end of last year and encouraged members to embrace the move.
When Republicans vote early, we win.
Protest signs were back at the Tennessee State House Wednesday after a judge temporarily blocked a new rule advanced by House Republicans, banning them during floor and committee hearings. The ruling followed a lawsuit filed after state troopers removed 3 women Tuesday who held signs calling for gun control to protect children.
We have rights to hold a sign.
This is not what democracy looks like.
The Tennessee legislature is currently holding a special session to address guns and mental health. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.